Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
Hello and welcome to the Magic Week in Review, bringing you news, rumor, and culture reports from the front lines of the magic industry. I am Justin Robert Young, editor of iTricks.com, and in this, the May 30th, Memorial Day, holiday weekend edition of the program, we will talk to you all about, well, it's just going to be the most fun time that you can have in magic this summer. The Sorcerer's Safari Camp from three men who will be there, starting with Mr. Wayne Houchin. Welcome back to the program, Wayne.
It is an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And Lee Asher, another veteran of the Sorcerer's Safari program. Welcome back to the Magic Week in Review, Lee.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And one half of the special guest tandem, which will be making their debut there at Sorcerer's Safari, Dan Buck, man. How you doing, buddy?
Dude, what is up? It's an honor to be talking to you right now. I look up to you so much.
Oh, stop it. Well, this is better than the last time when I just randomly crashed your apartment to go do NSFW the last time we were in LA for the Magic Castle. So it's good to actually... This will be something that we can record involving you that'll actually make the air.
Nice.
All right. Well, folks, real quick, I do want to remind everybody that this and all Magic Weekend Reviews are brought to you by TrickShopMagic.com. The brick and mortar Magic Shop experience brought to the internet one click at a time. New favorites, old classics. You can get them at the best possible prices at Sam Blankenship's fantastic Trick Shop Magic. Go there, tell them you heard it on iTricks, so they keep advertising with us. And everybody will be happy and give each other a digital high five. So TrickShopMagic.com is where you're going to go. Now, Lee, I'll start with you. Sorcerer Safari, how long have you been doing this?
This will be my 10th consecutive summer.
And how long has Sorcerer's Safari been going on in general?
14 years.
14 years. What made you want to do it? Were you friends with people who were putting it on?
No, you know, originally the first place I ever heard about Sorcerer's Safari was from Joshua J. because he was there the year before I went. And he told me, oh, this is great, you're going to love it. And so I started to look into it and I made contact with him. I was living in Paris at the time. And I went to summer camp as a child. So to be able to mix magic and summer camp, man, where do I sign up? And so I basically, you know, I sold plasma to be able to go to this thing.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievable. It was really unbelievable. Like Wayne said earlier, it's as close to a religious experience as you can get.
Now, Wayne, when did you start doing it?
This will be my fifth consecutive year. I started in 2006. Lee called me up and he said, look, I want you to consider doing this thing. And I was like, you know, what thing? And he said, just come up to Canada and come to this summer camp. And I'm thinking, you know, this summer camp, what do you want me to come to summer camp in Canada? Won't it be cold? And he says, you know, that it's this magic-based summer camp. And he really didn't tell me too much about it. He just said, you know, just come. There's really no obligation on your part. Just come and hang out. So I came in as the special guest in 2006, and I was just blown away. You know, there's 120 kids plus, and it's summer camp in the woods, you know, with a beautiful lake, and you spend the entire week hanging out and living and breathing and eating with these kids, and they're so excited to be doing magic and to be learning magic, and it's just like the biggest session you could ever have, you know, and on top of that, not, you know, the kids are the best part. Hands down. But on top of that, the amount of talent that comes in to, you know, to be there for the kids is really staggering. I mean, every year it's just who's who of the magic community comes out to camp. You know, you see them at morning, you know, at 7 a.m. in their pajamas, and there's Bob Sheets and Aaron Fisher. And, you know, it's just unbelievable. It's an unbelievable experience.
Now, for those who do not know about Sorcerer Safari, and by the way, you can get more information at sorcerersafari.ca. That is the sorcerers-safari.com also gets you there.
You can also Google Magic Camp, by the way. I didn't mean to interrupt, but you can also Google just Magic Camp, and they should probably find them right up at the top there.
Oh, look at that. There we go. Mm-hmm. That's some nice little Google foo there. Make sure that works. You said, you know, it's just everybody dedicated to magic and kind of getting better, but structurally, what is an average day like?
Well, you wake up at 7 a.m. We go, we have breakfast in the mess hall. Everybody eats together on long tables, just like a camp. And then after we eat, we go, we break into card classes, and then we'll have card class for about an hour. And then after that, we go into a performance workshop or something, and then we'll break it up a bit and go swimming or do some type of camp-related activity. And then we'll have lunch back at the mess hall, and then we'll go do that again. We'll do that all the way till the evening. Then we'll have a show at the theater on the campgrounds, because there's an actual theater there.
Well, that is super. And you know, we've seen whenever camp happens, you know, we'll always see on iTrix, especially kind of as YouTube has become more and more ubiquitous, just the amount of stuff that comes out of the, you know, what is it, 2 weeks? I guess this year it's August 31st through September 5th. So it's a week.
Yeah, no,
right?
It's usually only a week. It's only a week.
But I mean, just so much content comes out of there. And I can only imagine that only has grown since the time that you've been there, right, Lee?
Yeah. Well, you know, camp has always been savvy. They've always, obviously, they're speaking with the youth. So the youth have always been in tune with the internet. And only within the last few years have we started to get a little wiser about how we're moving online. But we have a ton of content. Every year we have a photographer that comes up. He's been coming 14 consecutive years. His name is Kerry Lauder.
So from the beginning.
I'm sorry?
So from the beginning.
Yeah, from the start. And he, like I say, his name is Kerry Lauder. He's from Winnipeg, and he is a professional photographer. And he comes up to camp with gear that you would shoot the Rolling Stones with at a live concert.
He does.
He is so unbelievable. And in a week's time, he'll snap off 2,000 or 3,000 photos.
Yeah.
So, like, it's crazy to sort through these photos each year. We have a ton of them on the Flickr account. If you go look at Sorcerer Safari's Flickr account, we have maybe 5 years stacked up in there of just picture after picture after picture. And then we also have a videographer that comes up. His name is John Rotstein. We call him Johnny Rotten. And he videos everything. So I feel bad for these guys because they have to sort through all the content once they're finished. But it's an amazing, impressive amount of content that is created within that week. Because like Wayne said, we have so much talent up there. You know, this year alone, we have Sean Farquhar, the FISM winner. We have Aaron Fisher, Nathan Kranzo. Wayne is returning. Both of the Bucks all be there. That's a serious talent. Greg Fruin comes up every year. This is some serious talent. You know, I'm not trying to float our boat.
You've got to remember, too, that every single night there's a stage show. You know, it's not just one stage show while you're up there. It's every single night we're in the auditorium and there's a big show. So there's so much magic that's going on, both, you know, in the campground on a close-up basis, in the classes, but then also at night on stage in front of the entire audience.
Yeah, and there's a lot of locals that will come up as well. I don't want you to think that there's just the guys that we've mentioned. There's a whole bunch of people that I don't have time to mention. I would love to mention them. But, I mean, these guys have been coming up for the last 14 years from the local community that have supported Mike Siegel. You know, he's the one that owns it and runs it. And they've said to him, Mike, this is so beautiful. This is such a beautiful thing for the magic community. What can we do to help? And, you know, we have, like Wayne just said, we have shows every night. We have our lineups are stronger than most magic conventions.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, I'm not trying to float our boat, but the lineups that we get at Magic Camp are so serious that we can compare them to any national convention.
Well, right. So we've gotten a really, really good framework of what it has been in the past. Well, let's talk a little bit about what it will be like this year. And oh boy, will we, right after we tell you about the Ipswich and Lillian book test. Folks, imagine a book that could bring back the dead. You are invited to do a show, but you bring much more than magic to the table. Ipswich is a book test that takes your audience to the 1692 Salem at the height of the witch trials. Lillian's diary is full of entries written by a 12-year-old girl named Lillian. She carefully kept records of her thoughts during the year of 1933. Only problem is, Lillian died in 1932. Take your audience into the world of the hereafter. Lillian is a book test that will leave your audience gasping for air. It's more than a book test, folks. Ipswich and Lillian's diary are full routines suitable for walk-around platform stage, seance, and even haunted house performances. Both Ipswich and Lillian's Diary come complete with instructions and a full performance manual, complete with ideas and scripted routines. What else could you ask for when it comes to Vic Nadada and Outlaw Effects? Head on over to VicNadada.com. That is VicNadata for all the information. Again, it is the Ipswich and Lillian's Diary. And now back to the show. Dan, when you and your brother get approached to be the special guest, is it something that you've thought about before, or was it a no-brainer to come up this year?
Well, I think we were approached several years ago by Mike himself at one of the Vegas conventions, and we just didn't have time back then. We were too busy, but we've definitely thought about it, and just every year seeing the constant talk about it, the little documentaries all over the internet, the photos, the reviews, the write-ups, and then having kids sending us emails saying, hey, you guys should go to camp. And just hearing all the hype, we've definitely,
Well, it's right in the Buck Twins wheelhouse, right? I mean, just in terms of the demo, the kind of kids, I'm sure your forums probably, are that much more empty during the week if internet access isn't as provided up in, the woods of Ontario.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem.
I know for us, when last summer, and hopefully we have kind of a similar resurgence in the next couple of weeks as school kind of lets out, but our iTrix frequency area, where it was, just this constant hub of activity over last summer, and hopefully it is again this summer, but we definitely saw, specifically for Sorcerer's Safari, and also to a lesser extent for the Tannins camp, just this drop-off, the hardcore kids that love iTrix and they love the Buck Twin site and they love everything that Wayne and you do and you do, Lee. These are the Sorcerer Safari's kids, and we saw that drop-off. All of a sudden, the live chat room was just that much less popping as Sorcerer Safari was happening. So, you just kind of knew where that traffic was going.
Cool. Well, you know what? We hope that we can help you sustain that traffic from camp this year.
Let us
know what Sorcerer Safari can do to help you, iTrix, because we love you, iTrix. We listen to you all the time. We follow you steadily. What can we do to help you?
We will figure something out. I mean, it all depends. I mean, if it's just you guys as the kids either film and shoot and upload their own YouTube videos, or you guys have the official stuff as it kind of is put out there. But I mean, for us, we're really all about the live, or as live as much as we can, coverage. So I mean, if there's something funny that happens that day and you guys can get it up on YouTube, within 48 hours, we'll have it up there on the front page in just a short time, as soon as you guys can get us the link. So, okay, we really want to make, we want to be the pulse of the magic industry. So,
okay. We want to help you be that pulse.
Oh,
the
good.
Only thing is, because we are in the middle of nowhere up in the, the Halliburton Highlands.
See, that is the only problem, but I think we'll be able to figure it out.
Yeah, we do have a Wi-Fi connect. It's not that great, and you have to kind of stand next to the building. You'll ask Wayne. We've all kind of just stood there trying to get our emails in the morning. So we'll try. We'll try. I will try my hardest for you, iTrix.
And I do appreciate it. Real quick, Dan, what kind of stuff are you bringing material-wise to camp? Is it any different than what you would do lecture-wise? Let's say, if I am speaking from the perspective of a rabid Buck Twins devotee who's been to your lecture, why do I want to go up to Sorcerer's Safari to hang out with you guys?
Last year we gave away, boxes and boxes of free stuff.
It was an impressive amount of stuff. It really was, guys.
And, this year I don't plan on going to camp selling anything, but I will bring a ton of boxes of all our new stuff, playing cards, new DVDs. And I really want these kids just, some of them can't afford all of it, but I'm definitely going to give them all of it and hope that they put it to use, And so, if you go, consider getting a lot of free stuff. I want to help these kids out as much as I can. That's why I'm there. I want to teach them as much stuff as I can, answer any questions, just be hands-on for the entire week. I'm theirs.
Now, did you guys just get back from Europe? Or are you going to Europe soon?
Oh, we leave in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. That's pretty sweet. Is this the first international tour that you guys have done?
Yeah, this will be the longest tour we've done yet. It'll be 4 weeks. We have a 2 week break, and then we go back for another 2.5 weeks.
And I saw you just put out the word on Twitter to see what people would want to see from a Buck Twins lecture, right?
Yeah, in the past we've just been lecturing on the stuff we want to lecture on, but we thought we'd see what our fans want us to talk about, want us to, you know, show.
What kind of feedback have you gotten on that?
It's all right. It's mostly the same stuff we've been doing. I was hoping for some new stuff.
Something crazy. Wayne and Lee, what would you guys like to see the Buck Twins lecturing about?
More Asher Twist.
No, I'd like to see some coin magic.
No, but if we have some time, I do want to put together a quick little stage thing for the campers, because it'd be funny to have Dan and Dave on stage doing something totally off the wall.
The stage shows actually get pretty high tech. I mean, last year we had an entire projection system that we had a mobile camera and projected everything that was done, you know, close up onto this big screen. So I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity for you guys to jump up there and do pretty much whatever you want to do and have everyone be able to see it. And one of the biggest benefits about camp is, you know, not only do the kids get to see the magic during the shows and, you know, during the classes, which are really laid back and a lot of fun, but there's going to be times like the free time, you know, when the kids are swimming or they're doing activities just after lunch, where kids will literally be able to pull Dan or pull Dave aside and go sit down by the lake and just have a one-on-one little session, you know, ask them. And kids do it to all of us every year. And it's just the opportunity to sit down, you know, outside of that kind of structured class setting at camp in your pajamas, in your dirty shorts, you know, right after a pretty decent food at the at the mess hall, but to be able to just sit down on that kind of a casual level and just talk about whatever it is that the kids want to talk about, it means so much to them. And at the end of the week, you feel Lee and I have talked about this. You feel completely re-energized. You know, as an artist, as a magician, you feel like, you know, the whole year is ahead of you. You're excited about everything. The kids just have this way of completely just bringing the best out of everybody.
Well, I'll tell you, it sounds absolutely awesome. Again, this year's Magic Camp Sorcerer Safari in Ontario, Canada is going to be August 31st through September 5th. Head on over to sorcerersafari.ca for more information. And you guys just released news today that you guys are giving away a ticket to see Juan Tamariz, right?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a thing, I guess it's a festival that's put on by the government. This will be my first time there, so I'm not sure. But it's a festival put on by the government called the Luminato Festival. And it's here in Toronto, and Magic Canna and Alan Slate have decided to get guys like Max Maven, Juan Tamariz, Bob Sheets, Matt King, and bring them in to do public shows. And so Sorcerer Safari got an extra ticket for the Juan Tamariz English show, which is sold out, I believe. And so now today we've announced that we're going to be giving that ticket away. The contest is open to anyone in the world. You don't have to be a camper. You don't have to be a camper's age. It's anyone in the world. And if you go to Sorcerer Safari's website, it's all there. You can actually go to any one of the forums. Like, I think it's up in Cafe. It's up in the Penguin Forum. It's on Twitter. It's on Facebook. We're trying to get it on Genie. There's something with Genie's PHP or something going on. But,
yeah.
Or...
Well,
but anyway,
we'll have it up on iTrix by the time that people
listen
to this.
It'll be up on iTrix. It's the idea that you're going to go into the Flickr account and you're going to grab as many photos as you can and make a slideshow and put it on YouTube. And we're going to, you know, the most creative slideshow or video wins. And we're going to give you that Juan Tamariz ticket. So it's going to be great, man. I can't wait to see some of the submissions. And, you know, I'll send some off to Wayne and to the Bucks to see what they say.
Yeah, who's judging this? How does this get decided?
They're officially not on the panel. Some executive Sorcerer Safari staff. Cannot name any names because I don't want anyone trying to pay off anyone. You know what I mean?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. No, that's good. Guard against payola.
That's right. But yeah, we're excited. We just launched that today, so go check it out. on any one of the sites, but most importantly, go check it out on iTrix.
Well, I mean, come on, of course. You're going to make me blush. Blush late. Here we go. So that is on June 19th at 8 p.m. on Saturday, the Panasonic Theater in Toronto, Ontario. Juan Tamariz live. And I will say this as an attendee of MagicCon, which Dan, you and your brother did a fantastic job with, along with everybody else who worked so hard to put that together. And then I guess it was two nights later at the Magic Castle, seeing Juan Tamariz kind of on not successive nights, but close to it there. It is something that you need to see. It is not a you should see or I recommend that you see. If you're interested in magic on any level, and let's face it, if you're listening to this podcast, you more than qualify, because no one is randomly stumbling upon the iTrix Magic Week in Review podcast. You need to see Juan Tamariz, and if this is a chance to see him for free, all the better. So please get all the information on iTrix or sorcerersafari.ca. It's right up here. It's right in a big, gigantic banner.
Juan doesn't come to, you know, the Americas or even Canada that often.
No.
So this is your chance. I mean, you're likely not going to have another one for at least another 5 years, I would say. Perhaps, maybe, someone else will bring him over.
Like Bailey Comet.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I remember just hearing between talking to you guys and JB in the run-up to MagicCon that, like, you know, booking Juan Tamariz isn't exactly the easiest thing in the world, right?
Yes, that's absolutely right.
He is a man who goes where he wants, when he wants. So to attract him, you know, somewhere, I mean, it's almost like just a herding cat. So if you can get him on this side of the pond and trap him in a room, lock the doors from the outside so he performs, you do not want to miss it. So please take advantage of this. All right, well, I'll tell you what, aside from Sorcerer Safari, Lee, are you working on anything?
You know, I am working on some things, but nothing that I can talk about at this time. It's not that it's secret.
Oh, come on.
Stop it.
I've got to hold true.
Give a one-word tease. It doesn't even have to be a noun. It can be an adjective.
Okay, a one-word tease. Are you ready?
Yeah, go.
Awesome.
That's cheesy. Come on, you can do better than that. You can do better than that. Come on.
Okay. Super awesome.
That's two words. You're cheating. All right, Wayne, whatever. Lee's abused his plug privileges.
I have Losing Control that came out on PDF 2 months ago is now being published as a booklet that will be in the store to ship, I believe, at the end of the week. And that's not the thing I'm working on, obviously, but that is something new that I can give you. I'm trying to throw you a bone, man.
Well, yeah, it's for everybody listening. You know,
but it's not, I'm not ready to talk about it yet. You know me, I want it to be perfect.
Sure. No problem. Wayne, what are you working on? What's shaking?
I am doing a lot of performing, and I'm gearing up for a cross-country / semi-international tour. I had 24 shows last month. In July, I go to Israel. I'm headlining a convention out there with Mark Salem and Soma. And at the end of July, I start a cross-country lecture tour that starts in Florida, and I do 20 cities driving back to California, Canada for Sorcerer Safari. I'm in Portland for the Portland Magic Jam at the end of September, and then I'll be going up to the Dominican Republic in November. So I am coming to a city somewhere near you, and
holy
you can stay tuned to my website for the official details and dates and all of that.
And what is that website?
WayneHouchin.com. And as soon as we lock down all of the information and confirm with everyone, I'll have all of the info up there.
Where are you going to be in Florida?
In Florida, I think I'm in Jacksonville and possibly Orlando, but I'm not positive yet.
Well, if you're in Orlando, then maybe. Maybe we'll come up for
road trip.
That'd be fun. Yeah, that'd be easy.
That'd be great. That'd be a lot of fun. Road trip to the Houchin lecture.
Exactly.
Hey, do you know that Wayne Houchin, this is a little known fact, that Wayne Houchin tailgates lectures that he attends?
Really? Now, is that a fact?
The truth.
Is he out there cooking like the whole chicken on a spick, you know?
Chicken tri-tip, man. I do the tri-tip.
Tri-tip.
Yeah,
here we go. Sorry. La-di-da.
Paul Gerger came into Grand Illusions in Sacramento not too long ago, and we were out there barbecuing for his. But yeah, you know, I love a good tailgate. And, you know, as much as I love to go to, like, a football game and tailgate, tailgating a Magic lecture, just there's something sweet about it.
Like, well, there we go. So Wayne Howjum will be living out of his car, tailgating across the country in front of his own lectures. That is certainly the summer tour not to be missed.
BYOB, come join us.
Exactly. There we go. And Dan, you guys are just, you know, literally dominating the internet with your stuff. What do you guys got coming up?
Where do I start? No, we finally wrapped Daniel Garcia project. It's done out the door in the hands of Murphy's Magic. So that's a relief.
Oh, really?
A year later. So it should be out in the next, I would say, 2 months. Then we finished production on a new Helder Guimaraes DVD, which is awesome. I love that guy. He's probably, I would say, the best card magician in the world right now. He's amazing. You know, he won FISM several years ago.
Yeah.
But that's, I'm really looking forward to that. And the tour, which is going to consume, you know, 6 weeks of our lives. And then...
Do you guys tailgate out front of your own lectures?
I don't think I... No. The answer is no.
I just want to give everybody an expectation of what they're gonna experience.
They should be tailgating, though.
I
saw actually a Twitter of the hotel you'll be staying in, is it Denmark or somewhere in Sweden? It's this beautiful hotel. Like, so you should tell those guys they do need to get up out in the back, flip the truck in the back open, and tailgate.
That'd be awesome.
All right, and of course, every little bit of Buck Twins information, where can people find it online?
DanandDave.com.
Just that simple, people. And everybody here is on Twitter, right?
Yeah,
we are.
Let's just go real quick. Lee, what are you at on Twitter?
Lee Asher Magic.
All right. Wayne, what are you at?
I'm Wayne Houchin.
And you know, you guys see, I think you guys got it pretty well, Dan. You each have separate Twitters, then you have the one official one that is your collective voice between you and your brother, right?
Yeah, because...
And they have MagicCon.
And, yeah. So Buck Twins, Dan Buck, DW Buck, or MagicCon.
Now, what's the latest on that? I mean, you guys were out in San Diego talking about what to do.
Yeah, just a couple weeks ago, we went out there again and tried, you know, just search the city looking for new venues. We're still pretty stoked about the Hilton. We're probably going to do it there again. We're working on the lineup, getting that together, and I can guarantee it's going to be just as awesome as this year. The people we're going to get is just amazing. It's another, you know, one-of-a-kind lineup. We're really looking forward to it. And it's probably going to happen around the same time, you know, March 18th, 19th, 20th, around those days.
So keep your calendar clear, people. Yeah, no, if you were not at MagicCon, it was certainly... a happening, and it's cool you guys are having it at that venue again, because I felt like that was great size wise, and I think you guys are gonna do much you know, not to say that there wasn't a good crowd for the first MagicCon, but it would stand to reason considering the kind of buzz that the first one got that you guys would have an increase in attendance, right?
Yeah, well, I would hope so. Yeah.
So I think
it'll be too much bigger, but you know, a little bigger would be nice.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, if you guys can put on, you know, anywhere close to the show that you guys had the first time, I think you will have no problem packing that thing out. But very, very excited. And then, of course, there was the rumor with MagicCon that it might move cities. But so this year, San Diego again. What can you say about a non-San Diego MagicCon in the future?
In the future, yeah, we would definitely like to, you know, branch it off to different cities, maybe multiple ones per year, different countries, different cities. You know, we're definitely in the market to dominate the industry, so.
In the market to dominate the industry. I love these guys. That's so awesome. I just got a warm fuzzy hearing that.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, and I've said it before, you know, when people kind of asked why we were covering MagicCon so heavily on the site, it was, you know, a very simple answer. MagicCon was the first convention that had the idea that, hey, let's give iTrix a press pass. So, you know, when you give iTrix a press pass, iTrix covers the event more
hey,
than iTrix, what otherwise.
You want a press pass to Sorcerer Safari Magic Camp?
I'll tell you what, that it might actually
That's
be something that we
idea.
Can figure out. I don't know.
That's a great idea.
You know,
I think having Justin around is a little dangerous.
Oh, come on. It wasn't that bad, right?
No, Justin might have to pass a background check.
I know. I might listen. I'm just gonna. I may or may not have to go around the neighborhood and inform all the neighbors that I've just moved in. But no, I think I'll tell. And I don't know if I told you, Dan, afterward. But you know, there are now other prominent Magic conventions that, you know, I think directly because MagicCon figured out stuff the way that they did, were like, hey, by the way, why don't you guys get a press pass? Why don't we, you know, pay for your registration for this conference? So it's certainly
awesome.
Changed the way that we will cover conferences in the future. And it is to your credit that, you know, you guys realize that every other convention on the planet does this with the press that covers
needs
it.
Needs
Well, I mean, you know, there are only X amount of people who cover Magic. And, you know, in the same way that a tech convention doesn't go on unless they alert all the tech media, you know, just kind of mm-hmm. stands to reason. But I very, very, very much am looking forward to the next MagicCon. But more specifically and more immediately, Sorcerer Safaris, you're going to be able to see everybody that we have talked to during this podcast, Wayne Houchin, Lee Asher, and Dan, as well as his brother Dave Buck. So please, one more time, sorcerersafari.ca. And that's about it. That wraps up this podcast. Any final words you want to get out there, Wayne, Lee, Dan?
Come to Sorcerer Safari. You know, for me, I think the final thing, the best thing about Sorcerer Safari is the last day, not because camp's ending, but the last day is, or the last night is the camper show. And so throughout the entire week, you know, you're seeing the professionals up on stage and the kids are working. They're working in their classes. They're working during the stage workshop to get ready to put on the show. And that last day, every year since I've been there, since 2006, has moved me to tears to see the entire show put on by the kids. And you see, you know, this two-hour show of nothing but campers on stage doing their thing. And it blows me away every single year because they're so talented. So if you have an opportunity, come out to Sorcerer Safari. We'd love to have you.
There we go.
Yeah, I can't add anything that Wayne just said because he said it all. So what he just said, and the campers that last day, they are really it's so special because they're running, like Wayne said, everything, and that includes the lights, the sound, the flies in the back, everything, and it's really impressive. It really is.
Yeah, and I've heard nothing but, you know, phenomenal things about it. So it's, you know, the one event that we're most looking forward to this year. And I can't wait for, you know, getting away from the city for a week, you know, experiencing the outdoors and seeing some fresh new magic and meeting some new faces and friends. It's going to be a great time.
You guys like cold water?
Yeah.
We have this initiation thing going on. It's an unwritten rule. We don't really talk about it too much, but if it is your first time at camp, which it is, and is it, by the way, is this your first time to Canada?
No, we just recently, I don't know if Montreal counts as Canada, but.
Yes. Okay. So then we can't say it's your first time, but it is your first time up at camp. So we have a special initiation. And I just,
so do I get like a pie in my face? Do I have to get
drowned? No. Come on. Yeah. That's stipulated.
This is a thing that you really got to realize, Lee, is that if you do get the Buck twins wet, they will turn into gremlins. So, yes. you have to make sure you're very, very careful about that. Well, there we go. All right. Sorcerer Safari, head on over to sorcerersafari.ca. And that about wraps it up for this week's edition of the Magic Week in Review. Until next time, I am Justin Robert Young. That is Justin R. Young on Twitter. You can follow all the stories on iTrix at iTrix on the Twitter. Until next time, bang a gong.
iTrix.com.